This is 90.7 WMFE. And now from the pages of Orlando Weekly, a commentary by Jessica Bryce Young.
In the early months of the pandemic, a local Instagram feed riveted the art community's attention, the Center for Post-Capitalist History. In nightly updates, Florida's ever-rising COVID numbers were read aloud, interlaced with deadpan observations on positive thinking and Florida's open-for-business mentality. This was the project of Orlando artist Leia Sandler. Sandler says watching the creeping death toll on the health department's COVID-19 dashboard felt like, quote, living through a dystopian horror movie. The CPCH has been an ongoing project for Sandler since 2015, existing in many mediums but with a consistent focus, the human cost of capitalism and a world ravaged by climate change. Sandler recently gathered text, illustrations, and photos into a book that reads like an instructional manual for our fraught times. In her Field Guide to Embodied Archiving, published by Central Florida's Borough Press, she explores the idea of the physical self as an archive, a literal body of evidence. The official launch party for the book is Saturday, November 6th at 7 p.m., a free outdoor event at the Nook on Robinson in Orlando. Sandler will show video and do a performative reading from the text. Find more information at boroughpress.com.
From the pages of Orlando Weekly, a commentary by Jessica Bryce Young. Find more at WMFE.org.